So free publicity, we'll be covering that in some expanded detail over the webinar today. Okay, so why is it good to get free publicity? So guys, you know the drill. Who here can tell me a good reason why free publicity is awesome? Okay, just give me one. Sales. So Heaton family is saying, yay, it's good for sales.
Definitely.
Awesome.
That's our favorite thing with free publicity is all the sales and traffic it brings in.
Okay, what else have we got, you guys reckon? What would be another thing that...
Okay, we've also got, so the Clark family, Michelle have typed in, it's free, definitely a free way to get a whole bunch of traffic in, awesome. Kevin's saying views, yeah, that's right, getting a whole bunch of traffic views onto your website, onto your brand. Heaton's are saying credibility, definitely builds your credibility when you can say as seen on your website as well.
Cool, all right. Now, it does drive traffic to your website. It sets you out from your competition, okay? Now, if you're ready for it, and what I mean by that is if you can capture the link or if you're ready for it, it can do amazing things in your business, okay? But what I really like about it is it makes you the expert and it gives you some credibility. And it's such a totally awesome thing to get at the end. And it's also something that's really cool because how much does free publicity cost? Well, it's totally free. So it's a really cool way to just expand your business out. Now, most of you guys should be at the point now where you can get some free press and point it at your business and make a whole bunch of sales. So,
yeah, the Heaton family have typed in, it leads to other opportunities.
It does,
definitely.
It does.
Building a relationship with your journalist and people in the media are always a great connection to have. And lots of other opportunities. People can see your products, contact you, potentially joint venture, a whole bunch of things, want to stock your products. So awesome in terms of opportunities. Okay, Max and Enrica have typed in credibility when reshared on your website. Yes, certainly. It's huge in building your credibility in your niche or your space.
Okay. Now, what's kind of nice about free publicity is people who come to your business from free publicity on average will buy 3 times more than people who come from ads. So maybe write that down. Okay, so if you can get people in free publicity, they're going to buy 3 times as much as other people. Now, the reason for that is because you've come from a trusted source. They're not just scrolling through Facebook while on the toilet. They're actually sitting there. They've engaged with some content on you. They've had, like a reputable trusted source, whatever that's worth. And then they're like, okay, cool. I've seen this. You know, I trust Channel 7 News. You know, it's heaps more credible. This looks really cool. Away I go.
Yeah, and another reason why people buy 3 times more if they've seen you on free publicity is because you've built the relationship with them. If they've seen you on TV, if they've read your article in the newspaper, they've seen your story, they've seen the mission behind what it is that you do, you and your business. So it's really built that relationship, and that's why they generally buy a lot more. The Heaton family have typed in, local newspaper leads to local TV, leads to national TV, leads to sales. Definitely.
You could probably put sales way before all of that, but yeah, the more TV and stuff you get, awesome.
The bigger up the ladder, the more sales.
Now, like we said, you do get a high level of exposure, often national or even international, and it increases the value of your business. So guys, I want you to think about your business as a separate person, okay? It's its own little person. It might just be, you know, a little toddler starting to walk around now, but as it starts to get a bit more press and make a few more sales, it starts to really grow up. And what you can do with your business then is sell it, okay? So people buy businesses all the time. And if your business is, you know, turning over a certain amount, I don't know, let's say $10,000 a month, you know, you can expect to sell that, depending on what type of business it is and all the rest of it and how scalable it is, for a multiple of whatever it's worth. So let's say you do $100,000 a year, you may be able to sell that for $300,000 to $500,000 or something like that, okay, depending on what your business is. And there's business valuations and a whole bunch of ways of working that out. But what I want you guys to understand is if you've got free press and you've got a trusted brand, people will pay more for that as a result.
Yeah, and we have friends that do this, that create businesses, build them up, sell them, and then go and repeat the process over again.
I know, it sounds exhausting, right? But definitely worth doing if you have a business yourself.
Okay, so let's get into a whole bunch of free press success stories. You can see everyone from Corey to William Black to Will. You can see
Tyler and Dylan
on the right over there, Kai with his fidgets, Dylan and Tyler are in the left there, Sassy and Ned. a whole bunch of kids in our program, Josh, that have been and got free publicity for their business.
Oh, and even Braven and Brandon. Yeah. So honestly, guys, getting free press, we just have so many case studies now. I haven't even put them all up there. I think just Josh said he was in like 40 newspapers when I spoke to him last. Totally killer, just absolutely crushing it in their space. So this is how you get a lot of really cool exposure into your business, okay? So let's have a bit more of a look. The cool thing about free publicity is it opens doors to people and opportunities. So like the Heatons have found, you'll do some free press and you'll find that, you know, someone will be listening and go, hey, look, would you like to come present at my expo? Or, hey, look, I'm a chain of, pharmacies and, you know, I can help you get in there. You know, it opens the door to a lot of opportunities. So what it does do is it helps you learn the skill of taking interviews and public speaking. So getting on television, guys, is going to be a really good thing, even if you're not word perfect the first time you go. By the second or third time you get on TV or you have to present in front of people or whatever, you'll really be down to, starting to speak well, and you'll have a really huge boost in confidence.
Okay, now the thing that we love is it builds the value of your business. And now the way that you can build the value of your business is obviously in terms of turnover, but also you can help build your list. Having a list of people in a targeted niche definitely builds the value of your business. So think about, if you are going to be getting some free publicity, make sure you have some sort of cool opt-in. So you can start building your list, and you can also be able to, then you've got people on your list to, send them cool offers, build that relationship even more, send them cool promotions and things later on. And just like he said, it can vastly increase sales, which is absolutely awesome. So you might be thinking, well, how can I attract media attention? If you haven't already got free publicity, you might be thinking, that all sounds great. I want that to be me. I want to get a whole bunch of traffic and then a whole bunch of sales into my business. How can I do that? Well, we're going to go through a list of how you can attract media attention. And basically, it all comes down to the angle that you want to take. There's multiple different angles that you can take with you and your story. Which one of these fits into you and your business? So make sure you write these down. The first one is to be unique, different, or new. So luckily for you guys, being a young person in business is already unique, outstanding, and new in general, right? It is different. It is unique. So you've already got that on your side. But in conjunction with that, having a unique product is also a really cool thing. So Kai with his fidgets, has his really unique fidgets that you can't buy anywhere else. He creates them himself. So they're really unique as well. So think about with you, do you have something that's unique, different, or new? The second one is to be exceptional. The media loves a good success story. So Will fitted into this category really well when he was starting out, Will Deith. He was exceptional. He was able to go out and say, I've made $10,000 in a week when he was aged 14. That's exceptional, right? So can you fit into that space? It doesn't have to be sales-based. It could be, this is my business and I'm supporting this really cool charity. That's exceptional, right? So think about what's exceptional, what angle you can take in terms of you or your business there. Do you have a great story? I used to really suffer from dyslexia. This is like Kai. Really struggled in the classroom because I couldn't, concentrate. Now, after creating my own fidgets, I've been able to do X, Y, and Z. I find it a lot easier to manage in school. My grades have improved. So now I'm out there to help other kids as well.
And I earn more than my principal.
Definitely. So think about what is unique and cool about your story. The next thing that you can do, this works, can work really well, is to be controversial. And the reason why it does is because it really polarizes your audience. They'll either agree with you or really not agree with you. But it's great because it makes you stand out. We don't just want to be, bland. We want to be black or we want to be white in terms of media. So I think Ned does this really well when he, shares that his long-term plan is to take on Colgate. A young person, taking on Colgate and banning plastic toothbrushes, That's a little bit controversial to some people. But the cool thing is it draws people in. They want to learn more about it. They want to go check it out. So being controversial can work really, really well. Now, if you're in the sort of tech space, using statistics to prove what it is that you're saying or trends can work really well as well.
Okay, so how do we go out there and attract this media attention? So we've taught you guys a little bit about how to go out there and create your own press release. We showed you how to write one. But when you're doing this, you really want to give a commentary on what it is that you're doing. What sort of expertise or how can you, come across on comment on something topical? So what I mean by that is it might be Valentine's Day or it might be Anzac Day or
Sustainability
Week or what's the one with the lights? So turn the lights off. Earth Day or whatever it might be. How does your story relate to those particular things? And because that's what, they're going to be looking for. Hey, I'd really, look at it from a journalist point of view. Hey, I want to write a puff piece on Valentine's Day. Oh, look, here's a really nice young entrepreneur. Those two stories match. Away we go, right? Be relatable, okay? Relate to who it is you want to talk to and, whose audience you want to go out for. So let's just say that you're in the fishing niche, for example. You want to be able to speak their language, okay? I found this really cool bait and it made such a difference, or I found this really cool spot, whatever it might be. There'd be no point talking about modeling or, beauticians or any of that sort of stuff, makeup. It just would be in the wrong niche. So being the underdog, that's a really cool one. Like Sherry was saying with Ned versus Colgate, be the underdog, the Aaron Brockovich or the, who is it that you can be the underdog for? Who are you taking on? Maybe it's you against Big Pharma. Like, who is it that you're taking on and why? And use funny stories. Be quirky, Like, the more quirky and funny that you can be, the better that the story will come along. Now, if you are going to use emotion, like you're going to get really emotional about it, make sure that you're genuine, guys, because people have some pretty huge BS meters, and if you come across as fake, they'll be able to pick it up really, really quickly. All right, so what do we actually need to prepare? So let's have a look at some of the things we need to have a look at.
Okay, so we're going to get into what you need to do to get ready getting some free publicity. So first thing is your press release, guys. So we went through this from the mastermind. We've only had a couple in since then, guys. So there we mapped out your headlines, started to dot through the points, and we'll go through what you need to have there. Now, other things that you can send, this is what we're going to show you tonight, is you can send in photos of you and your business, is a press kit. Now, we're going to show you an example of ours that is in progress. It's about 80% there. It's not completely finalized, but to give you an example of what you might want to put together, especially if you're wanting to get out and get serious about free publicity in your business.
So who's heard of a press kit? Before, bang the mic. Who's heard of a press kit before and can tell me that they're looking at that? Just give me a yes or no. We've heard of a press kit. We have no idea what you're talking about. No, no, no. Okay, cool. So this is what a press kit looks like. Now we do have a press kit from. Let me bring mine up.
I think it's two slides over then. So can we get to it?
Oh, that's a press release. Press kit. What are you doing? I don't understand.
Okay, so let's go through press release first, guys, and then Ben will show you our example of a press kit. Now, if you're wanting to be serious about press and use it as a regular strategy in your business, we do recommend putting together a press kit. But also remember, you can't just send one press release out and sit back and wait. If you're wanting to get regular press, thinking about what different angles you can take, changing headlines, sending out to different publications, this really is a thing that you probably want to consider doing on a consistent basis. Okay, so you guys know the drill. A press release is a written statement to the media outlining your story, your business, what it is that, that you do. Now, what I want you to realize and remember, guys, is the headline is so important. That's probably the most important part because it needs to grab attention. If the journalist isn't if their attention isn't grabbed by reading the headline, guess what? They're not going to go down further and read any of your other paragraphs. So that is the most important part. If you do want to have a little brainstorm, come up with a few different headlines, shoot them through to Ben and I on email. We will give you some feedback around, you know, which are the top two we think. Sometimes we do a test and measure. We can send out two different press releases to different sets of press and see which one you get the best feedback from as well. Okay, so let's get into press kits.
Cool. So a press release is the story that you want to share, right? A press kit is the resume of your company and who you are. And how this works is basically it's a collection of, you know, photos, media, potential clients, you know, all these sorts of things potential reporters and clients are going to ask for. So for example, this is our one here. Let me see if this works. Link in. So we're just getting the people who are doing our magazine to do it. We do have another one, but it's not as visually exciting as this one, okay? So what it is, it's going to bring up the drive folder. Media kit, that one. I think it's that one. Version 3 we're up to now. So this is obvious. Can you guys see that, by the way? Who can see that screen? Got that under control. Yep. Okay. So this is our, obviously, our branding. So you can see that, you know, Youth in Business, obviously we're probably going to take republishing and we connect you out. But you can see that this is the press kit for our magazine. So we have a press kit for Youth in Business and then we have a press kit for the magazine. So what we're looking at here is we're getting contributors to our magazine. And what we want to do is obviously show them that we're legit and the whole thing and, you know, why it would be cool to be featured in the magazine. So you can see there's Sherry and I. You can see, you know, editorial plans, what it is we're about, how we're global, you know, the technology that we're using, who our audience is, you know, our Youth in Business, here's some stats. We've generated over $1.5 million in sales from graduates of the program and climbing. We've had over 3,500 people attend our events and 85% of children attending our free events start their own business within 2 weeks. Okay, so there's some pretty cool stats. People will be like, wow, these guys are obviously pretty cool. And then there's, you know, a bunch of different ways you can get in touch with the magazine, how we promote it, and you can see that we've been in a whole bunch of media ourselves. So that's how that works.
And then we have our contact section at the bottom.
At the bottom. Now, also, what this is missing is some videos, okay? So we're going to put some videos in here of other clients and what's happened and other press that we've been in, maybe the Today Tonight video and so on, okay? So that's a like a press kit that you would send. Now, what's really nice about having something like this is if I send out a press kit about maybe the magazine or one of our events or whatever, what's going to happen is that they're going to have access to the whole story, okay? You're going to give them a press release, which has got the story in it, and then you're going to give them heaps more other supporting documents that you're going to be able to use as well. And what that does is that just allows the reporters, they don't have to really ring anyone or do anything to really find you know, too much information. They can write the story straight off the back of your press kit and what you've been able to send through.
Yeah, so it makes it really easy and simple for the reporter. And obviously, the easier you can make it for them, the better it is chance to get out a cool story. Now, things for some of your reporting from the social media engagement, you can even include that in, you know, how many people you reached online, what your reach is, what your engagement is. Those stats that we're going to ask you for at the end of May for the challenge, you can even include that in your press kit.
Okay. So sometimes they call that a media kit too. Now, I've got another example I wouldn't mind sharing with you if I can find it. Looks like it's not coming up. Oh, wait a sec.
So we're just having a quick look. If you guys have checked out the interview with Abby Smithson, the founder of the Love Sandal, this is an example. She actually sent us through her press kit that will show you what it looks like.
So this is her press kit. So she offers you a link to a Dropbox, right? So so you might see, you know, this is Abby. There you go. That's Abby.
Here's her collection at the time of shoes. Do you want to scroll through?
Yeah.
You know, the world's youngest CEO.
So this is what she would send, you know, like here's her all her cool stuff, her rock star range, hippie kids, beach bum, you know, the whole thing. And that's really cool links to what it is that she's up to and how you can get involved and where she's been at. So it's the same thing. It's just a bit of information about her. So she sends this as an attachment to her media releases that she sends out. And then also what she has is
press release
there. Where's that? Okay, so you can see there's the full press release. You can have a look at two different formats of a press release that she sent out. You can also see, you know, maybe some shots of Abby. So if you're thinking, hey, look, we'd really like to have some cool shots of Abby in the newspaper or whatever article it was that you were getting written, she has some cool shots that they can add. It's pretty much giving the reporter absolutely everything they need to write a story and not ask for anything, okay? Yeah.
So it's often graphics. Do you want to take that over?
Yeah.
Graphics and photos. So the journalist knows, oh, we don't have to get a photographer out to come and take photos. If you already have some cool ones in there, is a really great idea.
Yeah, so you can get them to, you know, some photos of you. You can also get them to do, you know, your logos and whatever else. So you can see this is like what you would call a linked press kit where you've got it all in like Dropbox folders instead of it all being like on a website page like what we're going to do with a link with everything. This is just another way that you can do it. Another really cool one that I've seen recently of a young entrepreneur is actually Honolulu Swan. She's got a really good one.
So Max and Henrika have typed in, actually they often just copy paste the story, particular online media and smaller newspapers. Definitely. That's right. So the more information and photos you can provide them, you know, it makes it really simple and easy for them to get out and share you, your business and your story.
So Honolulu is like 12 or something. She has a fashion brand. It's actually pretty cool if you wanted to follow a young entrepreneur. She's doing incredible stuff with content. But this is like what I'm talking about, like what we're creating, like an online media kit. You can see, you know, her speaking and her doing some cool stuff. It's got a speaker's profile and the whole thing. But basically, all you would need to do is, you know, come on here and you can see that she's been featured in magazines and all around the place. So this is what we're sort of talking about. This is where you would send the press for more information around what it is that you're looking for. So pretty cool. All right, so there's some good examples of a press kit. Can you guys see how the difference between a press kit and a press release now, though? That's really what we want you guys to see. Just let me know, yes or no. You should be able to see the big differences. Yep. Cool. So you want to have a look at, you know, how are you different? How can you make your press release when you send it in outstanding? And to do that is to attach a press release, a press kit. So, you know, for the Heaton family, this is something you guys should probably be seriously looking at because you guys now have been in a few different press. You can put those videos in, the news articles that you've been in, and create a really cool press kit. Maybe wrap up a couple of photos, link to where you're giving away free toothbrushes, and away you go, right? So the more information that you can include in your press kit, the better. Okay, click through.
Okay, so like we said, another name for a press kit, it's also known as a media kit. And we said it can be a page on your website, just like Hanalei's, where you could people could download the press kit, or you can have it as its separate URL. Now, this can be the cool thing about press kits is they're not just for journalists and reporters. Literally, it's for anyone who wants to talk about or promote your business. So, if you're out and you meet someone and they're like, "Hey, maybe we could work together. I'd like to see a little bit more about what you do," that can be something cool that you can share with them. Now, the reason why we recommend doing a press kit if you're serious about getting free publicity is because the reporters love it when you do most of the work for them up front. So having the really cool photos, if you want to have really high-def photos, having you know, your press release there for them, having all of the information, graphics ready to go, just really increases your chances of being featured.
Okay, now, the media are kind of a funny animal, okay? You know, they're all about them and the people that they can serve and, you know, getting their story out to their readers. They don't necessarily care too much about you promoting your business, okay? So if you want to be in the free press media space, you must look at what you can give rather than what you can take. So obviously we're looking at what we can take in terms of we want to get their viewers to buy our stuff, right? But we wanted to have a look at, you know, what can we give? How can we give them a cool story and then they can give us what we want too? Okay, because a journalist's job is not to give you free publicity. It's their job to find stories that they can deliver out to their audiences that are going to resonate with them and get good viewership. That's what they're all about. So when doing this, do not make your press release sound like a sales pitch, okay? Journalists get well over 100 press releases across their desk every single day. So you need to be the most outstanding one, or even like the most outstanding and the most easiest one for them to write a story on. So if you give them a press release with a media kit with the story all in it, and they can just copy and paste and mash up a story, they don't have to do much work, okay? You're a story ready to go. If they have to work for it, you know, like if you've sent them a press release and then they have to contact you, or you have to give them photos, or it has to go back and forth, it's much harder for them to do that, right? So this is why you really want to get out and get in front of it and get them a whole bunch of really cool free information that they can make a really cool article or news story about you for.
And like we said before, 90% of all local newspaper content comes directly from press releases. So really easy to get in there. And it builds and grows from there. Okay, so here's some shots from when Corey and Geldy were featured on Today Tonight. There's some pictures of the journalist. You can see the camera lady there, inside and outside when they were having their interview done.
Yeah, cool. And what's really nice is Corey was super nervous about getting up there and doing that. But then afterwards, he was just like, wow, that was totally amazing, and got heaps out of it. Sassy, you can see here, she's on Channel 7. Kai, who we've seen there with his fidget spinners, he's been in heaps of things. And then, of course, you know, there's heaps of other examples of kids that we've done. Will, he's been in heaps of press. I think even... there you go, Will. Josh, I think Josh has actually been in more press than Will at the moment, but...
Because Josh is great at getting out and sending frequent press releases.
Josh is like a press release ninja, okay? So he's probably probably leading the charge at the moment. I just need to get some of his updated stuff. But when Will was doing this, what he found was he actually owned the first 3 pages of Google on his name, right? I don't know how many it is now. It's probably more than that. But what you guys want to have a look at is, in terms of, you know, if your business, you've got a business name and it's linked to your name, chances are you're going to rank in Google really, really well. So when people search up, you know, Turtle Tribe or whatever your business name is, however it goes, you're going to pop up in Google and you're just going to own that space, free toothbrushes or whatever it is that you want to sell. So this is a really cool thing. I mean, even for traditional business, I mean, if you guys are out there at the moment, and, you know, as adults and you're looking at a cool strategy for SEO for your business, getting free leads, this works so good. You probably should have a look at it for your business too. The other thing that's really cool is that you'll find that the press come up with really cool headlines for you, like Teen Nails Import Trade, okay, moves into property market or whatever it might be. You can just get some really, really cool headlines from what they come up with. All right, there's Will's thing there.
Okay, so make sure you write these down, guys, because we're going to be sharing with you why we're recapping free publicity tonight. Something coming up very exciting. So step number one, think about what newsworthy hook is there in what that you do. So is it something else? Is your product outstanding? Is what you've done outstanding? Is, you know, the you know, your goals, do you donate to a charity? What's the newsworthy hook in what you do in your business? Secondly, you want to prepare a targeted press release, thinking about brainstorming at least 5 different headlines that you can test and measure. Number 3, in the press release, and especially when you get interviewed, mention your business name as many times as you can, because when we were on Today Tonight, you know, it was literally probably a 45-minute interview which got cut down to less than 40 seconds. So mentioning it as many times as you can really maximizes that. Number 4, be prepared for a spike in business. Have a website where people can visit. Have an opt-in so you can build your list. And most importantly, have somewhere where you can take sales online. We've seen before people get free publicity, not have anywhere to take a payment online, and have wasted the thousands of views that they've had to their website. So important. And lastly, when you do get free publicity, make sure you capture it. take a screenshot. If you're on TV, actually get a video, because when you're looking at doing your marketing later on, all of these are fantastic for creating Facebook ads, whether they're image-based or whether they're video-based. So no matter what publicity you get, make sure you capture it in whatever form, and you can promote it in terms of your marketing, or just, you know, send it out to your list. Hey guys, we've been featured on, or, you know, promote it on your own social media pages.
Okay, cool. So is there any questions around that, guys? How to do a press kit, what to include? You know, maybe it's just as simple as sending off a couple of pictures and some cool stats around you guys. Yeah. You know, what is it that you guys, do you guys have any questions at all around that? No? Okay. So just let me know, you know, in the chat box, if you have no questions. We're going to move on to the next thing. It's kind of exciting. No? All right, cool.
Okay, questions come in. Should you send a press release before or after an event?
Both. Yep. So why not send two? The more the better. There's probably never a bad time to send a press release. The fact that you've gone to the effort to send one's more important. Maybe they'll get the one before, they forgot about it, and then they'll be like, oh, yeah, cool. Who do you send it to? So we did cover that at the boot camp, but you want to send it to the editor-in-chief normally. I think the smaller publications call it something different. But if you go on to the, like, I would start with your local papers, right? They're the easiest to get into. I go with your local papers, and then you'll probably find that you'll get picked up by national papers and national TV. And like 90% of all their stuff comes from press releases. So go on to, you know, whatever the local Courier or the local Mail or whatever it's called. And you'll be able to actually see that I've got a section on their website where it says, you know, news stories, and you can upload your press release to there. Might also pay to ring them up and tell them about the story. You might get a better response. So, but either way, either one of those two options are a really cool way just to get started. You can just go to the Contact Us section or the Got a Story section on Channel 7 page and the big newspapers page. It's a really easy way to just get out there and get it. You'll get more success with the local ones, but if you wanted to do the bigger ones, you can too.
So Henrique and Max have typed in a great tip. If a local reporter comes to you for an article, record their name and email, and then you have that for next time. You can approach them directly. Definitely. So that's what Will and Lisa have done. They had multiple reporters when they first got free publicity, and they made sure to, you know, really build a great rapport with them. When we got interviewed, we even sent the journalist, you know, a thank you hamper, because it's part of building that relationship. So yes, then next time you're wanting free publicity, you can say, hey, check this out. This is an update of from when I last saw you, and that you have those connections to be able to leverage off of. Great point. Thanks, guys.
Cool. Now, we do have the Quick Win Challenge. This particular Quick Win Challenge only has 2 days to go. But before we get into that, what I thought we might share with you is for those who have made it onto the webinar, it doesn't look like everybody has, we'll give you an insider tip. Next month is going to be all about how to get free publicity. So
For the challenge.
It's the free publicity challenge. So guys, I'd start getting ready. We've got 2 days left this month. Start getting ready for it. Get your press releases in order. Go back, have a look at the webinar on that and get into it. But you should be pretty good to go. You're just writing up a press kit and taking it from there.
Yeah, so you guys jumping on the webinar tonight have got the heads up. So that's why we wanted to go over free publicity, introduce you to press kits. For those of you wanting to get out and get a whole bunch of free publicity for the month of June, that's what we will be leading the challenge for June. Very, very exciting.
Now, go through your notes again from the boot camp and have a look at how we taught you to write press release. You guys should have all written one, so you should be all ready to go. It's just a matter of typing it up and sending it off.